Hello fam, and welcome to another episode of the Barman's Barbecue, where we slay sacred cows, roast them, and serve them as they're hot.
Guys!
yup, yeah. So,
I'm laughing, guys, girl.
It has been a long time coming, this particular podcast. I think I must have recorded like five versions.
Yes.
So for maybe... for our premium subscribers.
Yes. Behind the scenes of podcasts that never get released.
Yeah, so if you want podcasts that never get released, maybe you send, ask for my account details and we'll release those. Right, so I've recorded this podcast so many times because I feel like it's holding a lot of us back in terms of the level of freedom.
Yeah,
and the fear and all those. So basically, I just want to talk about Satan. So yeah, this might be a monologue because of Bella says she does not have.
I shoved the topic. I don't think about Satan like that anymore. Nothing. Mm-hmm. I don't have positive thoughts. It's not just something that doesn't exist. Like I was telling you that the other day, in front of my house, cause like my area, there's a lot of stray cats. So I found one dead kitten on my aunt. My relative told me that there's a dead kitten. So I called my mom. And she was like, "Hey, oh yeah, I should pray against, pray about it. I should pray over what? I should read Psalm 91. That's my favorite. Over a bucket of water and pour over. Then I should pick some sand and pray over it and pour. Then I should sweep it out, chemical." I'm like, "Yeah, okay." So, but this area is an area of stray cats. You know, a lot of stray cats everywhere. So I was like, someone will now kill cat I come and put on my okay. And I'll put the gates and I'll pack the cat and I saw a live one.
Okay.
So which means that their babies, maybe they went to feed and they killed one or something happened to one or they still birth or something. She's like, "Why would..." So I told my mom, she's like, "No, that cat don't die like that. That why would one die? Why is it in front of the house?"
Cat's lives matter.
No! Or like the other day, in the middle of the night, I was hearing some strange sounds. So I woke up and I sat down and I kept listening to them. And normally, in my area, they would say that those are witches having meeting. Because one sound would make, another would reply the sound. It was just really strange. I was like, could this be cats? But cats meow, according to what we thought. It just sounded really strange. So I sat still, it finished, then it moved away. Then it started like it was moving away, then I went back to bed. I told my mom, she was like, "Why didn't I rebuke it in the name of Jesus?" I was like, there was no fear. There was just, "Oh, this is strange." And I waited. You were disturbing me. I went to sleep. Then I went to sleep. So there was no, "Oh my God, I'm scared. These are witches." Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So the other day on Instagram, yesterday, I was watching because I follow a lot of cat videos.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard one cat making the same sound. I was like, "Oh, so it's just cats. It's not like it's witches or this world that we're taking that it's witches making noise. So it's just cats."
Yeah.
So I was just thinking how, because of the fear that we have, the fear stops us from learning, so we continue in the fear. Because since people just think cats are evil, so they kill cats, so they don't even know that cats make this sound because they don't have time to know that because they keep killing the cats. So the circle just...
Yeah.
It's like when we accuse people of being witches or chemical. Like, there are a lot of people that we think are witches and do bad things. And I always wonder what their story is, or their backstory is. Their backstory, is it because they share different beliefs from us? Or do they really poison people and kill them the way we think? So...
Yeah, that reminds me about one post I saw that how is it that we are afraid of witches and we're not afraid of the people who burnt them alive?
Who burnt them alive, yes, you get. Exactly. All those Salem witch trials,
yeah.
Exactly. Because I used to wonder which kind of witch would have saved yourself. If I was a witch, I would afflict all of you before you come to catch me. If not, there's no need for being a witch and having such power. Aren't witches supposed to be powerful? I mean, you could believe that I will inflict the whole village, but somehow I cannot save myself or inflict you people. The mass is not massing.
Yeah.
And I saw a tweet today where someone was saying that the whole concept of hellfire and Satan doesn't make sense because so the hellfire is supposed to be for Satan. But somehow woman beings died and go there and Satan is roasting the hell because you know, so the other day she's so comfortable and then I'd be like, "No, in the end time they'll put Satan and hell inside the lake of fire."
Yeah.
So,
you see, you have a lot of things to say about Satan last
night. I don't see that, guys. Don't
yeah, so, but okay, I saw a teaching by, I think, Mike Hessler on Instagram about how According to him, it was like there was no, forgotten how he put it, like that war in heaven.
Lucifer.
That not even Lucifer. That a third of the angels.
That's the story of Lucifer, now.
It's not the story of Lucifer. That's the point. You see, we just jam back plenty.
It's not
together.
A story where he was MP3 and was glorious and beautiful. And he's like, yo, God. I just imagine him as a drag queen. Sorry. Like, yo, God, I'm supposed to be there. You yourself, you know it. Look at me.
Yeah, so, but, you know, and that is not even in the Bible. Like,
eh?
It's not there.
It's in this thing that.
Yeah.
In Ezekiel, one of those. It's
not.
Prophets, something.
So that's the thing. I was speaking with the poet recently, how, like, the. So, just like. Our inability to read poetry, that's what has affected our ability to understand biblical prophecy, right?
You remember Paris said that those days, people, before they read Bible, they would learn about physics, this,
yeah.
Other subjects, and
right.
Now come and read Bible.
No, yeah.
So they'll be very enlightened, but we...
Yeah, so I think it was Mike that said that there was no war. There's no war in heaven. Yeah, so the verse in scriptures, Revelation, I think 11, 12, says that there was war in heaven, right? And so the immediate context was speaking about the birth of Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, okay, you showed me this stuff.
Yeah.
That it read more like poetry than of the rendition of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
So, first.
I feel like this is where we pause this and actually read the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Like a few parts, like one part.
Yeah, no, but before we do that, yeah, so I just want to, like, so my current thoughts about the Satan or the devil is, so the first one question, like, I had is, and people have asked the question, why does God not just destroy the devil?
Make everybody just get peace. You get.
Yeah, that's
so. Then you now put them in garden and not allow the snake to somehow
sing
through. How is it a place as beautiful and perfect like the garden, having the devil, having access inside?
Mm.
Even that part of scripture where God was chilling and Satan just walks in and be like, yo, and God's like, come and check my soul. I used to wonder, I know that actually they pursue this guy, but somehow he used to go there and walk out to and fro. It doesn't make sense somehow.
Yeah, so so for me, the reason why God does not destroy the devil is because of the devil is a lie. Right? The devil is a lie. Jesus said that he is the father of lies. He's a liar from the beginning, right? So it's only a lie that can give birth to a lie. Untruth gives birth to untruth. So the devil is non-being. It's a lie. It's that voice that tells you are not or you have not, right? So once you believe the lie that you are not and you have not, right, you begin. And kind of that's how, that's the strength of every religion, right? That voice that tells you that... you are not saved, for instance. And to be saved, you need to
do
this, X, Y, Z.
To get into God's
good
book.
Yeah, you don't have... So whether it is to get a job or whatever, that voice that suggests that... But the gospel is that you're already complete in Him. With the head of Christ, but you are enough, right? So we don't do things to be... We do things because of what we already have.
Mm.
So the devil, I believe at its core, is that lie. That lie of non-being, right? It's that voice that tells you to, like, take more, or, like...
But then they'll ask you a pretty question, that part of the Bible, which one by now is the book of Isaiah.
Okay.
Well, like, in Britain, when he was the
one... Yeah, yeah, so Isaiah 14, that speaks of, it seems like, that spoke of Lucifer.
Yeah.
I remember reading David Lehar's translation of the Bible, and then... Postcards from Babylon by Brian Zand.
Yeah.
He talked about that verse was that. So Lucifer in the Old Testament was speaking of Nebuchadnezzar.
Yeah.
In the New Testament, speaking of Jesus. Right? So so there is no like quarrel that God, that the devil is God's rival, that God is insecure about his throne.
Yeah.
And because of the devil wanted to challenge, God now like say,
we not make it like good and evil, God good and evil, black and white, God and devil, which is an insult, by the way.
Yeah, so Like, God is not... God and devil, they're not in it.
You forget.
Like, so the reason why the devil... Why God cannot destroy the devil is that the devil is a lie. The devil does not exist. The devil is only real to the degree that we believe it.
We are
the creators and sustainers of the lie, of the Satan. Mm-hmm. And that's why scripture calls us to repent. Our repentance is the destruction of the devil.
So then they'll also ask you, that if he does not exist, who was the devil that jumped inside Judas?
Yeah, so what jumped inside Judas is that feeling of lack that if I take this money, right, I can, feeling that I need more money.
Mm.
I don't have, you know, it's back to that, it's that poverty of spirit or of mind.
And I always wonder, did he somehow think that since it's Jesus, he's going to save himself after all? Maybe. Like, I'll win the money, he'll save himself, we win for everybody.
Or just like Peter too. Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan.
Yeah, so who's that? Yeah, there are a lot of instances where people will be like, so who was this person?
So the Satan is that mindset, and that's what Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan, for you are not mindful of the things of God, or you do not savor the things of God. So once our mind is not in tune to the frequency of spirit, in tune to the frequency of God, we are functioning in the satanic. Right? So the satanic system is that system birthed from inadequacy or insufficiency.
Mm.
That, you know, I am not, I don't have. You're eating from the I am not tree.
Mm.
You know, so the temptation or the tempter symbolized by the serpent in the Garden of Eden was that voice speaking to Eve that if you do this, you will be not real, forgetting that she was made in the image and likeness of God. She already was.
Mm.
Right, so when she succumbed to that voice saying that if you do this, you will be, as she believed the lie that she was not, she became not. For a man takes in his heart, ontologically, right, she is in the image of God, but experientially, she became born again after the image of the lie she believed.
Hey, she fell. So my God, my God.
So, and that's how we are born again. By the incorruptible seed of the word of God, right? So when we now hear the truth, so now the truth of our being now matches the way of our being, because if we have seen the truth of our being for who we have always been, that we have always been loved, we have always been accepted, we have always been God. Yeah, so I feel like it's interesting, the more you read the scripture, you now see that man is Satan. It's a lie. And, you know, so I've been imagining Scooby-Doo, right?
Oh, you know, when they cut all the conflict. Yeah.
So Scooby-Doo tells us, and it's so powerful growing up watching Scooby-Doo, now I think of it, how that, so the great lesson of Scooby-Doo is that behind every demonic activity is somebody looking to
manipulate things,
to scare people off so that they will take all the property for themselves.
Yeah.
And when they take this persona, so they know that so they believe within themselves that if I don't do this thing, I will never get this property.
Yeah.
So to do that, I will make myself bigger, mightier, and scarier than I truly am. Right? But Scooby and the gang always work to uncover, to solve the mystery.
I think most crazy was that those already open.
Beautiful thing about Scooby-Doo is that behind every demonic activity is a man or woman interested in resource control.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's not. I don't believe that the devil is real. It is so. The devil is us.
Mm-hmm.
We are the ones who create and sustain the devil. That's why the Bible calls us to repent, to change.
Yeah, but people have really strange. And I don't know why I've not explored the spirit. That people swear that they have really strange. Occurrences.
I guess
like my friend, she used to say that her grandfather was a juju priest, so that it was so bad even when he takes pictures that the pictures don't show.
Bad,
so it wasn't light skin that the exposure was bad, you know. I'm trying to explain it to you, science and life, but I know that science can explain a lot of things. So people have really wild, very wild experiences, and I'm like,
yeah, so like I'm not discounting the power of the human spirit. For rather, I'm saying that the man is so powerful.
Okay.
Right, that we can create. So let's say I wish you bad consistently with all my projections, my confession, my incantations, my declarations.
Energy
I am so powerful in releasing those energies that they can have real effect on you.
So, but I always think that it's not fair. That is not fair, by the way. Because I'm just here innocently going my way.
Okay, no, but even if I don't even use spiritual activity, I can.
No, actually, I'm not discounting what you're saying. I just feel like sometimes when I think of it in that context, I'm like, it's not actually fair. I'm just doing my own thing. Someone is projecting it.
I mean, it's the same thing as so. Just as we can spiritually wish somebody bad,
yeah,
we can physically wish them bad. Just carry gun and try and shoot them.
Exactly.
So it's not different. So the person who wields a gun and the person who, just like Jesus said, if you look at a woman lustfully, if you hate, if you commit murder in the heart, it's the same.
Yeah, it's the same.
So whether you should pick up a gun or you wish them bad, it's the same activity. So one may seem spiritual, but it is still proceeding from one person, no evil spirit came to empower you to do that.
Exactly.
Rather, you willfully release the demonic. Right? So the demonic is not like sentient spirits who are just hanging around waiting, right, for a willing host. Right? No, it is you who is led away by the lust of your heart.
Yeah.
The feeling of inadequacy, maybe by looking at your neighbor, that your neighbor is something that you are not. Right, and so, like, according to René Girard, right, so the concept of mimesis is that, I love how Andy Rabbi says it, that there's a chapter, Desiring Your Neighbor's Ass. You know, so it's from the scripture. You should not covet your neighbor's ass.
Oh, ass, like donkey, oh my God.
Yeah, so they don't actually desire your neighbor's ass.
Yeah.
So she was, they don't desire your neighbor's ass.
No. So she's there, don't do BBLs.
You know, so, so what happens is that uncontrolled desire, or desire that does not come from a place of sufficiency, which is, will always lead to, will more often than not lead to, creating a scapegoat, seeing the person, creating a scandal, seeing the person as a rival, right? So if seeing the person as a rival, and which leads to maybe murder, the founding mother, Cain, murdering Abel, because of Abel's sacrifice was accepted, his was not.
So, let me explore that Cain and Abel story, because number one, why was the sacrifice refused again? People swear that because blood, one person had blood, one person didn't have blood, but it's true. Why did God not accept the sacrifice again?
No, it's not. It's that Cain, God had respect for Abel. Okay, yeah, so good. Now, this is a podcast that I recommend by Chris Green.
Chris Green has podcast.
Yeah, he was a guest in the Inverse podcast.
I'm going to find
it. So, where he talked about non-violent atonement series, right? So, I think it was part two. So, so in the Cain and Abel story, right? So, according to Chris Green, Abel, by sacrificing the animal, right, was basically saying the truth about his past, right? What is the, like his violent past? That
Abel is violent.
Abel, yeah. So Abel killing an animal is a violent activity, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
But even looking at it now, so Abel murdered an animal.
Cain murdered Abel.
And. Cain, on the other hand, did not. So what Chris Green, and now this is just someone's interpretation, I found it very wholesome. Because he pointed out that so many times, like what we're talking, when we see, like, so many times we want to hide our past under the rug, like it never happened.
Yeah.
Maybe ENSA has never happened.
Yeah.
Or the pastor did not really commit that scandal.
Yeah.
Let's just, you know, hide it under the rug and move.
Even so if it did, let's just move.
Even if it did, let's just move.
Yeah.
So that is Cain's sacrifice was, Abel's sacrifice was being honest about his past.
Okay.
Right? That, but Cain's activity was not being honest about it. Now, this is.
Okay, very, let's move on.
What?
was a very let's move on movie.
Let's move on, right? Let's just ignore like it never happened, you know. But Abel's activity, blood sacrifice, was maybe a confession, right? Of like because of what Adam did, now animals die.
Mm.
Right, because of my father, because of our history, right, animals are dying, right? So that's kind of like Abel's activity. God had respect for that. But Cain's, on the other hand, was just like, no. But now when, now that's why God had respect for, so when we are honest about our past, that I did wrong, and I own my flaws or the bad things I did, God has respect for us, right? God honors that honesty. Right, but when we want to be like, you know, it never happened, you know, it's not really a good activity as it were.
Okay, that interpretation also makes sense.
Yeah. So, but then.
But then, what that part where they say sin was looking at his door, something like that.
Yeah, sin is crouching at your door. So the activity of sin there is that again back to, but just some interesting thoughts on the whole thing. Cain, Abel, like. So one of the critiques that the Hebrew Bible brings to the fore is that sacrifice does not work. And God is not into sacrifice. So Abel offered a sacrifice, but sacrifice could not protect him. You think that God has received the sacrifice, God has had the respect for him, and it will bring prosperity, long life, and health. But his life was cut short by the other person whose sacrifice was not accepted.
But then the story of blood where sacrifice was not cut short, like children of this Egypt.
Yeah, I know that story.
Yeah, so how do you like reconcile this with that? These are the issues.
Yeah, these are the issues. But back to this.
I think we should do a separate podcast on that.
Yeah. So, but back to this kid and the story, Shah, is that sacrifice, according to great sacrifice, and this is. What Jesus came to save us from.
Yeah.
He came to save us from divine sanctioned sacrifice. Divine sanctioned violence. Mm. Right? So that sacrifice that we feel like God needs to save. Yeah?
Yeah.
That's one of the things God came. So Jesus' death on the cross, a reading of it is that he died to stop our bloodshed. To say,
by
don't
shedding
do this,
blood.
By giving himself, by offering up himself, that it has to stop. That if I want a sacrifice, I'll offer myself. Right.
But it's animal sacrifice, that why is it so impressed?
What?
It's animal sacrifice.
Yeah, so the Cain and Abel story is that
I can't really say it's just animal sacrifice because they are very there are horrible human sacrifices somehow in the Bible too.
Yeah.
All those wars, all those tearing a pregnant woman's belly open kind of thing. Ah, I'm all,
Yeah, how do we jump into the sacrifice then? So it's back to the we were talking about Cain and Abel and sin crouching at your door.
Yeah.
So like sin at its core, like we've said, is when the will of your being does not match the truth of your being.
Yeah.
But then it's also that the truth of your being is that you are whole. You are holy, you are whole, you are enough. But once you shift out of that place, you believe that you are not enough. You are not holy or you are not okay. And you will do anything to, even if it means you think your neighbor is the cause of your insufficiency and your lack.
Yeah.
That if I can just do away with my neighbor, then I will.
Absolutely.
So that's what led Cain. So sin crouching at his door is that desire was crouching at his door, but now he has to master it, right? He must know that I don't need to hurt my brother to move ahead in life.
Mm.
My brother can succeed and I also succeed. If I do right, you know.
I always wondered about that story because instead of God punishing him, then he puts it back on him to make sure nobody
hurts him. To basically, again, end the cycle of violence. Otherwise, you know, it will just be perpetrated.
Mm. Yeah.
So God, so the satanic basically. So basically,
I don't want that we are the creators of the Satan.
We are the creators of the Satan. So most of all those scriptures about Satan in the Bible, should be reread.
Mm.
Yeah. So the Satan is just simply an adversary. You know, there's one last one. I think in the New Testament, I don't know if they did it in your church. In my church, if someone is caught in adultery, they hand him over to Satan.
That's very harsh.
It's a Bible verse, actually, by Paul the Apostle. Right? So in our church, they give you backbench. Right? First, they will bring you out to confess what you did out in the open. Then they will now ask you to go and sit at the back for like 3 hours, like, you know, to show remorse. After that, they will now like restore you back. Yeah, so it's a common practice in many of the churches.
I used to ask those days, yeah, ahead of long time. So I used to be like, instead of people being embarrassed, like, why don't they leave? And my family, they believe you, serve your punishment, finish, stay small before you leave.
Mm-hmm.
Which doesn't make sense for me because you're all over, you're sick and leaving the yard. So you better as well.
Yeah, so in that, then when I now looked at that, handing the person over to the Satan.
Yeah, so what does it mean?
So it's not to hand, it's not to, like, my interpretation of it here. Is rather hand the person over to, let's say a pastor or a leader, a youth leader.
They're calling that person a youth leader.
Yeah, no, a youth leader has committed a scandal, right? So don't cover him.
Ah, okay.
Hand him over to the adversary. Say, like, give him to the cops. Let the law have its cause.
Okay. I like this.
So his flesh will be destroyed, but his spirit will be saved. So the punishment is the consequence of his action is the activity of the Satan.
Yeah.
Or the adversary or the devil that is handed over to. That let the Satan now, or let the devil, or let the adversary,
justice or whatever.
Yeah, let it have its cause. He will lose stuff, but he will be saved.
And he will come back to repeat it again. He will be covered in, and it doesn't create an environment for the person to repeat the same thing again. Yeah, makes sense.
So I feel like that's what handing over to Satan is.
Well, look at that. We had a whole
so finally, we have.
I hope this one actually goes.
Yeah, this will definitely go out. Yeah. So, yeah, let's know your thoughts.
And don't forget to share and like and subscribe and rate. Okay, it's not like it's rate.
Yeah, give us 5 stars.
Yeah.
I recommend it as you've always done.
Yeah.
Alright.
Bye guys.
Bye.
Oh yeah. You don't get suggestions. Suggest me to recommend it.
Yeah, for simple and Desire Family.
You can listen to Desire by Andre Rev.
Yeah. So Desire Family or I Sit Down for like give
Still of like by who?
By Brandy Gerard.
Alright,
bye.
Bye. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of The Barman's Barbecue. We hope we're able to provide some answers while raising more questions. It was a pleasure sharing this roasted lamb with you. Remember to rate this podcast, subscribe, and invite your friends to this feast. We love you!